In the country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Keith Burns is a founding member of the hit country trio Trick Pony. He's also had his songs recorded by Joe Diffie, Sammy Kershaw, and Anita Cochran. Michelle Poe has been a DreamWorks artist, a backup vocalist and bassist for Dierks Bentley and Hank Jr. Together, they're known as Burns and Poe. Music Row magazine named them Independent Artist of the Year in 2010. They're here to talk about their music careers and to share their brand new song called I Need a Job. My pleasure to welcome to the show Burns and Poe, otherwise known as Keith Burns and Michelle Poe. Hey, guys.
Hello.
How are we doing tonight?
Doing well. Is Keith there? I can't hear him.
I don't hear Keith, actually. I don't have a line for Keith, so it might be just you, Michelle. But if he comes in, we'll throw him on the show.
Oh, no. Okay.
Well, we'll just carry on, and again, if he calls, I'll put him right into the conversation. Let's start about when the group formed. I mean, you've got a self-titled two-disc album released in November of 2010. How far back did you guys hook up for this duo?
We've been together about almost going on three years now, but Keith is always anxious to say that it feels like 15 minutes underwater.
That's a great line.
Actually, he's the king of one-liners. Actually, I joined the group when Heidi left. She decided she wanted to be a solo act, and so the remaining two guys, Ira, Dean, and Keith, auditioned some girls to fill her shoes, and I actually got the gig. And within about 24 hours, Ira decided that he wanted to go solo. So we couldn't really continue on with only one one pony left,
right.
You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
So Keith and I just kept writing together, and creatively and musically we were on the same page and the direction we wanted to go, and him singing more and maybe me not singing so much as a solo artist. So it was just a blessing in disguise, and 3 years later we're still here and writing together and performing music, and we're a duo now, so...
It's pretty amazing. Country Weekly wrote in their magazine, the duo exemplifies the magic male-female duos of yesteryear, pairs like George Jones and Tammy Wynette, Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, and they go on to list a couple others. What is that like to be put into that company?
Well, Keith and I mean, obviously it's a great honor, but Keith and I cut our teeth on that kind of music. I mean, we grew up with those old duets, so, I mean, that's just, kind of our first love is that old traditional country music. I mean, the real country.
Yeah.
So we both just love it, and that's sort of what we wanted to base our sound around.
Now, it's great that you're a duo that does vocals like that, so it's back and forth with male-female. A lot of times, maybe one member takes the lead vocals all the time, or most of the time.
We won't mention any names, but it rhymes with Sugarland.
Too funny. Exactly. So here's a case where you're getting equal exposure, and so we're getting to hear those, because I grew up on those great classic duos as well, Conway and Loretta, Kenny and Dolly, of course, George and Tammy, and it's great to have that back with you two. Now, you're also described as the Sonny and Cher of country.
Yeah, somebody described us that way. I mean, obviously, we're not married. We don't have any kind of personal relationship together, but... it seemed to work for him, that just the banter back and forth, and it sort of draws the audience into a more intimate kind of show and leaves them laughing. And it's fun for us, too, because every night and every show is different, because there's just always something to pick on Keith about, and he feels the same about me.
And audiences love having that, to see two people up there who obviously enjoy each other's company but also poke fun at each other. It makes for quite an entertaining show.
Yeah, I often say, you know, we take our music seriously, but not ourselves. So that's really what keeps it light and fun. And you know, we want them to appreciate the music and love our music, obviously. But you know, we're not yet spring chickens anymore. but we're still up there doing what we love. And hopefully people love the show and the interaction between the two of us. So.
Now, it sounds like you got into music, I'm sure, very early on, but my point is, in a roundabout way, as far as first you've got your Bachelor of Science as an aerospace administration. I may have that last word wrong.
Yeah, I'm a rocket scientist, but nobody believes me. I did. I was studying to be a commercial pilot. That's what I was going for. That's what I actually moved to Nashville for. It was cheaper than Embry-Riddle down in Florida. So MTSU had a great program, and I did graduate with my private pilot's license. But music was just—it seemed to be my calling. I kept getting offers, and doors were opening for me in the music industry. So I think God wanted me grounded.
Exactly. I guess you could also be described as out of this world too.
Yep.
it's a very interesting background. Now, musically, you've performed on stage, backup vocalist and bassist for names my audience knows and loves, of course, Dierks Bentley and Hank Jr. What's it like working with those guys?
What's it like to work with them? I started with Steve Holy for 4 years. He actually found me. I was playing at Tootsie's downtown on Broadway, and he said he needed a road band. He had just started out, and after about 4 years, I, you know, moved over to Dierks Bentley's band, and right when his first single was coming out, and then Hank Jr. for about the past 5 years. So it's an incredible educational experience, really. I mean, I learned the ins and outs of the business, what to do, what not to do. I mean, definitely how to treat your fans. It was a wonderful experience, and there's, you just can't top playing with Hank Jr. either.
Must be a lot of fun.
it was that and much more.
And as you said, you can learn a lot from these artists. And really, being an artist, I mean, obviously there's the songwriting and the performing, but a big part of it is knowing how to connect with your fans and how to come across on stage, isn't it? Sort of just the way you come across and interact with them.
Oh yeah, fans love when you get personal with them, and you know, they just feel like they know you, and that's so great about country music too. I mean, with fanfare and stuff like that, I mean, no other genre of music really does that, where they can really interact and one on one with the fans, and that's we love that about country music, because you know we want to know what the fans think.
Definitely, and as you say, country music, I mean, that's its legacy, is connecting with fans and telling their stories in the songs. And, I mean, you leave a country concert and you feel pretty good. Even though there might be some sad songs in it, you feel just feeling positive about life.
Sure, anything that moves you, whether it moves you, you know, in a positive way, in a negative way, if it gets a hold of your emotion, that's what we're trying to do. Then we've done our job.
I'm speaking with Michelle Poe of the duo Burns and Poe, their website, burnsandpoe.com. And we're going to play the song in just a moment, Michelle, and you have called I Need a Job, and you shot a video for it as well. What's your experience been like doing videos? And I'm sure, of course, with Keith, it's probably a pretty fun process.
Yeah, this is our third video that we've shot. They're definitely fun. They're a lot of work, but, you know, I wouldn't trade it. I'm not complaining, for sure. But we shot that last video, I Need a Job, on my birthday, in the rain, in the cold.
Wow.
But it's a great experience, and it's fun to see it come to life, you know, when you're watching it on TV.
I'll bet. And so it's not all as glamorous as it looks, it's made out to be.
Oh, no way. No way.
What can you tell us about the song? I mean, this is a very timely song with stuff going on, in the world, even here in Canada and of course, in the States. What can you tell us about the inspiration? And I know that it was written by Keith Burns and a fellow songwriter named John Ritter.
Yeah, Keith and I write with John Ritter a lot. I happened to be sick that day that they wrote that song, unfortunately, so I didn't get in on it. But obviously, Obviously, it's a very timely song. It's something that's on the hearts and minds of, you know, 9 million Americans that are out of work right now. It's unemployment is an epidemic, and we just really wanted to be the voice for those people that work, the working class and the want to work class, because I don't really think people in America want a handout. They don't want a welfare check. They want a job, and they want everything that's associated with a job, like you know, dignity and pride and self worth and respect and maybe health insurance. But so we just really wanted to write something that was up tempo and tongue in cheek and fun, not something that's gonna depress anybody any more than they might be, but just something fun, maybe get the attention of, you know, if it gets the attention of one politician or one government official or something that just can, you know, make a difference somehow. We just wanted to be that voice for them.
And what has been the response so far from fans and anyone who's listened to the song? What have they said about it?
Well, actually, our lines after the show have just doubled. I mean, people telling us they love the song. I mean, some people say, oh, you wrote that just for me. You're talking right to me. That's my story right now. You know, I had a job for so many years, and now I don't, and I don't know what to do with myself. And you know, thank you for writing this. And they share their stories, and it's been really touching, really moving. I'm glad we can, you know, it's striking a chord for sure with Americans.
Well, it's a great song. Let's share it now. This is Burns and Poe. It's their brand new radio single, I Need a Job, here on In the Country.
I need a job, not a government plan. All I want to do is work with my two hands. Gonna fire up the truck, head up to D.C. Tell them SOBs, I need a J.O.B. Will I make my living by the sweat of my brow? Give me some work and I will work it out. All I need is a chance, and you will see. What I want is a J.O.B. I need a job.
Brand new music from Burns and Poe, and that is I Need a Job. You can visit their website at burnsandpoe.com. I'm speaking with Michelle Poe of the group and Keith Burns, the other member. And now he's had quite a career, starting off with Joe Diffie as a guitarist and, of course, being a founding member of Trick Pony and then writing songs for a lot of big artists. What can you tell us about Keith? He's not here, so you can brag about him. You can tell the truth. Your choice.
Actually, I see him pulling up in his Jeep right now. We're about to do a charity show here, and he's gonna need a job if he doesn't get on this line. It's gonna be Popo instead of Burns and Poe in a minute.
Now he's got some songs cut by, as I say, Joe Diffie and Sammy Kershaw. Also, Hootie and the Blowfish in there, and ironic now, Darius Rucker is a country singer.
Yeah, he's a very established songwriter. he, you know, it's great writing with him. I learned so much, and he's had, yeah, the many cuts, and of course the Trick Pony stuff too. Poor Me, and yeah. On a Night Like This, and all that good stuff. He's yeah, it's yeah. If he doesn't make with Burns and Poe, he can always be a songwriter, so he'll be all right.
Trick Pony, such a great group. I know our listeners will remember all the big hits, and as you said, you were part of the group for a short while. I mean, Poor Me, such a wonderful song on a night like this, as you mentioned. Just a great group, one of those, and an award-winning group, many different award shows. It's too bad that Trick Pony didn't stick around longer, because definitely more good music in them.
Well, yeah, I mean, they had a good 10-year run together. I mean, I guess some things just run its course, you know, and it was time to move on, and Keith can reinvent himself and start a new project. And, you know, hopefully, I don't even care if we have as much success as Trick Pony. I'm just enjoying what we do together and making our music together. He's sitting right beside me in this Jeep. He's He bit.
Well, tell Keith we say hi and we miss him here.
I will. I'm just trying to tell him to get in the car for a minute. Now he's trying to call me.
lots of fun. Now, you guys were named Independent Artist of the Year in 2010 by Music Row Magazine. Now, that's a great honor and obviously great recognition.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's cool about that is that it's based on spins alone. And so we're really proud that, you know, radio stations like you played our song enough that we were able to get that award. Unfortunately, they only gave us one plaque. So Keith and I have to share custody of the of the plaque. Here he is. Okay. Here's Elvis.
Oh, great.
The king. Hey, sorry about
Keith
that.
Keith is here.
I tried to call in. I couldn't get through. I don't know what happened.
Oh, that's weird.
I apologize for that. I'm normally dead on trigger on this stuff, but we're actually fixing to walk on stage in about 25, 30 minutes.
Okay, pretty exciting. What's the venue tonight?
We're doing a thing for Safe Haven Family Shelters down here in Nashville, Tennessee, that we're involved in, and it just so happens Danielle Peck is involved with it also. So we agreed to come play her benefit for the Safe Haven Family Shelter if she came out and played the Burns and Poe Christmas show on December the 7th. So we kind of did a switcheroo there, and all for a good cause and for, you know, to help each other out, and everybody wins in the long run.
That's a great thing to do. It's so great. Country artists seem to do that more than any other. They come together and help each other out and help their causes out.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. You know, Nashville, especially Nashville, the community here, it's so close with my daughter. And when my daughter got sick and everybody came out in droves and all the entertainers came out and helped out and the volunteers. And it's just every weekend there's something, but every weekend if they're there to help, they do. And it's a great community. And, you know, Michelle and I are extremely proud to be a part of it.
Now, Keith, a moment ago we shared the song I Need a Job that you wrote with co-writer John Ritter, and it's really you know, hitting a nerve with people, connecting with them, because a lot of people are going through that. How did you feel when you had written it? Did it feel like it was something that was going to connect?
You know, the bottom line to it is the song means a lot, but at the same time, we don't take it too serious. I mean, it's about a serious discussion, but the song's written kind of lighthearted, and if you see the video, it's a lot of fun. It's up-tempo. It's catchy. You know, we just didn't want to be a big downer, you know. I mean, we wanted to touch on a nerve out there that we knew that people were thinking and talking about, but at the same time, we didn't want to, you know, we didn't want them to slip their wrist or anything. We just wanted to say, hey, look, you know, we're making light of a bad situation. So, you know, the bottom line is it's getting a lot of talk out there. People are discussing it, and it's making people aware of the problem. And if we can do that, then we've done our jobs.
And as Michelle talked about earlier with the song, I mean, a job for someone is not just about getting a regular paycheck, which everybody needs, but it's also about dignity and respect and feeling good about yourself from having a job.
She's got away with words, doesn't she?
She sure does. Now, and you got away with words. Speaking of that, we were talking about some of the songs that have been cut that you wrote. Joe Diffie, you were a guitar player for him. A Whole Lot of Gone. And actually, I love that song because I've got that CD, Life's So Funny. And that's a really catchy song.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, the thing about my writing style is I'm not going to win awards for the most chords or the deepest songs. I try to write catchy songs that people can hum in their showers and you know, that's just so happens to be the type of songs that I write. You know, I don't mean to, but you know, that's my style. You know, everybody's got a style that they write, and you know, Michelle and I, when we get together and write, we got a certain way that we write and a style, and it just is what it is, and you know, I think I'll stick to it. It seemed to be working for me so far.
Do you have a song in your catalog, Keith, that you think is perfect for a certain artist and it just hasn't either reached them yet or they haven't cut it? Anything you think is a good fit for someone?
Oh, Michelle and I probably have about a half dozen a piece that are like that, you know.
But everybody thinks that about their own songs.
Yeah, that's right. True, you know. I mean, it's but, you know, I could swear up and down to you right now, I've got about 9 songs that are perfect for Kenny Chesney. You know, it just, but, you know, the problem is you have to find a way to get it to them, and then they got to feel the same way about it, which, you know, they don't always do. You know, I was very fortunate with Joe and Darius Rucker with Hootie and the Blowfish and, you know, and different artists that have cut my songs that they felt that way. But, boy, not all artists think that way. You can swear up and down, boy, this is perfect, and they just look at you like a deer in the headlight look.
Yeah, I got a couple for Taylor Swift, too.
We all want a Taylor Swift cut.
Definitely. That's the way to get it to the top of the charts. You're so right. I mean, as a songwriter, you're going to face more rejection than you are acceptance, right? So even though we're talking about these cuts here, you've got to put up with a lot of people turning down songs, which is unfortunate.
That's the music business, period, though, my friend. It's not just songs. It's as an artist, as an entertainer, as a songwriter. All of the above, you know. You just get ready for rejection. Get ready to be turned down 1,000 times to 1. And if you know that going in, and you believe in yourself, and you believe in what you're doing, and you won't take no for the final answer, then you may succeed in this business. Maybe.
I guess the bottom line is if you love what you do and you stay disciplined at it, you're at least going to enjoy it. And if success comes, well, that's icing on the cake.
Well, but Poe and I we're not good at this, much less anything else.
Hey, speak for yourself.
She's a rocket scientist.
Oh, boy.
That's right. I can always go back to being a rocket scientist, an official nerd.
She can go fly a plane. See, she's got something to fall back on.
Did you have a backup plan at all, Keith, or was music the only thing?
Absolutely none whatsoever. I have no backup plan, and you know what? I want to keep it that way.
Sometimes that's the best way, right? Keeps you in the game.
I may be selling newspapers. You know those people that sell the newspapers on the side of the road?
The contributors?
The contributors, that may be me.
Hey, at least
you get a good song out of that.
Hey, I wrote a song for the contributor, and they passed on it.
Well, that's a shame.
Didn't your mom pass
on
the one that you wrote for her?
Yeah, I wrote a song for my mom, and she passed on it, too. I'm having a tough... It's been tough lately.
That's the ultimate rejection, when your mom passes on a song. That's
she
not good.
She passed on it.
And it was for Mother's Day.
It was for Mother. I love you, Mom, with all my heart. That's not that good.
Guys, it's been great talking with you. I'm glad, Keith, that you were able to join us. We're just about out of time, but we got to share the new song, I Need a Job. And, of course, our listeners can head to burnsandpoe.com to catch up on you guys and check out the album you've got out, the self-titled 2-disc CD. It's been a real pleasure speaking with both of you, and have a great show this evening.
Thank you so much. We enjoyed it.
Hey, and sorry I was late. Better late than never. I appreciate it.
Definitely. You made up for it with all the fun you gave us. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
My guests today have been Keith Burns and Michelle Poe. Together they form the country duo Burns and Poe, and their brand new song we heard, a fun look at a serious issue, and the song is called I Need a Job. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.